Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you're an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. What are they made of? Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. No tobacco leaf or stem. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
Using your Aspiration Zero credit card helps fight climate change. It's true. See, Aspiration Zero plants a tree each time you make a purchase, and tree planting is one of the most effective ways to combat global warming. Track your progress in the app and earn 1% cash back each month you reach carbon zero. Aspiration Zero. One card, zero carbon footprint. Learn more at aspiration.com. The Aspiration Zero MasterCard is issued by Beneficial State Bank pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Beneficial State Bank, member FDIC, 2021.
The moment we've been waiting for since September is finally here. In honor of the big game, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of Super Bowl 56, is giving new customers 56-1 odds on either team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use promo code STRAIGHTFIRE, and get 56-1 odds on either team. I told you guys to get about last week. I said Rams. I like Chiefs. I hope you cleaned up. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code STRAIGHTFIRE at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56. Must be 21 or older is the minimum age, and location requirements vary by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for a full list of requirements and state-specific responsible gaming resources. Void where prohibited. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text the TN Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. In Connecticut, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. So whether you want to catch the game live or watch the latest blockbuster, they've got you covered. And there's no annual contract. DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What's up, everybody? It's me, Jason McIntyre, here on Straight Fire Thursday, October 8th. Thank you for spending your morning with me. It was a kind of a slow night in the McIntyre household. No NBA, which was a nice little respite. No NFL. I did take in a little bit of the vice presidential debate. It was unrecognizable. I mean, the civility, the logic, addressing topics. It was actually...
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card? But can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible. So I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. They help you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else. Did you know 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? LinkedIn's the only one I use. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/john. That's linkedin.com/john. To post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Decent watch for a little bit. I did watch some baseball. It feels like my Yankees are in some trouble. Down now 2-1 to the Rays. They got lit up badly in game three. And I looked at the starting pitcher for game four. It's someone named Jordan Montgomery. And I'm not that familiar with his work on the Yanks. I noticed he hasn't started in 2 weeks, and the last time he saw the Rays, he didn't get out of the first inning. So Yankees could be in trouble. That would suck if they get bounced from the MLB postseason. Braves look good, and listen, baseball playoffs are providing a nice afternoon of content. It's been a great run, right? The NBA bubble I thought was fantastic. I don't care about the ratings. We'll address them later. And then, of course, now that we got football, like, this is just a great start to the month, and... You know, I figured we'd do something a little different today with the podcast. We would dive right in
to an interview I did with Peter King on Wednesday. Some really awesome stuff. You guys know Peter King. He was at Sports Illustrated, an icon there, did Monday Morning Quarterback. I mean, the guy was, he really built his name up at Sports Illustrated forever, and now he's moved over to NBC Sports, and he always puts out the best content. He's as plugged in as anyone I've ever met on the NFL. And, you know, I saw him at the at FS1 back when the studio was open, before the Super Bowl, and we caught up briefly then. And Peter King's just such a nice guy. I will say this before we get to the interview. When I was a young guy starting out with the website, you know, I was anonymous, and I would, one of my like early things was to reach out to journalists and do a Q&A for the website over email. And I was anonymous. He didn't know who I was. I just said, hey, I'm a big fan. I like your stuff, blah, blah, blah. Would you do an interview over email and I'll post it on the site? Now, remember, this was before social media was a thing. Now, you don't really need to do a Q&A. You could just go to Twitter and answer questions or go to Instagram or Facebook. And it really worked. And Peter King, I went big game hunting early. Peter King responded. You know, we became friendly. He came on my Saturday radio show. And he's just, he's really the dean of NFL journalists, just a true class act. And here is what I think is a phenomenal interview with the legendary Peter King.
Look, we're all adults here. And I know some of us choose to use nicotine to relax, focus, or just unwind after a long day. Lucy is a modern oral nicotine company that makes nicotine gum, lozenges, and pouches for adults who are looking for the best, most responsible way to consume their nicotine. It's a new year. Why not start it out by switching to a new nicotine product that you can feel good about? If you enjoy using nicotine, you should definitely check out Lucy's products at lucy.co. That's lucy.co, and use promo code FIRE at checkout. Also, I have to read this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Remember, if you are interested in a better way to use nicotine, visit lucy.co and be sure to use that promo code FIRE. If you're a sports fan, then there's really no better place to catch all your favorite sports than Las Vegas. Every game, match, contest, or competition, whoever you root for, whatever sport you love to watch, the biggest games are played in Vegas. And the best part is the action doesn't just start and stop on the field. Pre-game festivities, post-game celebrations, nowhere else comes even close. I will personally say, going forward, I would have every single fantasy football draft I have in Vegas. I'm making, usually now that I live in LA, 2 to 3 Vegas trips a year, COVID pending, of course. And frankly, I love the pool scene, like the nightlife, but most of all, I love the gambling. And there's an endless list of sporting events you won't want to miss in Vegas this season. Check it all out at visitlasvegas.com and then go book your trip, because no one does sports quite like Las Vegas, where the excitement is endless.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guy I've known for probably 15 years now. He's basically the dean of NFL sports writers. Really good class act, a good human being. Peter King, the legend. Peter, how are you, man?
Jason, I'm doing great. How are you?
That's good. I'm doing all right. I'm hanging in there with this NFL COVID situation. Peter, it's every morning you wake up and you're like, okay, who tested positive? What team is not handling it well? I'm curious how you, as a, you know, a reporter, a longtime veteran, you've covered the league for a long time, Peter. This is like nothing we've seen before.
Yeah, after the first 2 weeks of the season, I said, how is it possible that among 2,460 players, active roster players, practice squad players, and players who are on injured reserve, how is it possible that over a 15-day period, that they had zero positive tests. And it isn't that I thought it would absolutely happen the way it has, but I thought it was the first 2 weeks of the season were, it was unrealistic that that would continue. So look, as one front office guy told me the other day, he said the Tennessee Titans are the Miami Marlins. and because really, if you look at them now, especially with these most recent two positives, you know, that's going to have an impact. If they, I mean, look, I was just talking to somebody at the league today about the alternatives. Here's what's interesting, Jason. You know, so you look at everybody's schedule and they got all these bye weeks and you figure out, okay, how can we switch this, that, and the other thing? Especially when there are either none or very few fans, you know, in the stands. You don't really have to worry about, you know, inconveniencing fans so much this year. But the really interesting part of it that I look at is once you start getting toward the end of your bye weeks, like, you know, the Titans have already used up their bye week in rescheduling the game with Pittsburgh. So the Titans now don't have another bye week available to sort of fool around with for the rest of the year. So if, let's say for the sake of argument, the game with Buffalo scheduled for Sunday in Nashville, if that game either can't be played or they want to play it at some point in the future, I've looked at both teams' schedules. The only way that this can be scheduled the rest of the year is if you schedule it on a Wednesday night and you play three games in a week. But the NFL is not going to do that. So then the only way you play the game, realistically, is to add a week 18. And this is what a very prominent NFL executive told me about week 18, that you work all year to earn the number one seed, let's say. And, you know, let's say, let's make up two teams. Let's say that Seattle and Kansas City, you know, win the number one seed. And then if the NFL has to add a week 18, let's say for Tennessee, Buffalo, and two or three other games during the course of this year, well, that means that the two number one seeds would play a game on January 3, and then they wouldn't play another game for 3 weeks. Oh. Now, is that fair to two teams that essentially – have achieved the highest in this sport, you know, gotten the number one seed? Is it really fair to them to say, hey, you know, your reward now is to not play a game for 21 days? You look at the history of teams that have taken time off. Hey, all we have to do is go to last year when Baltimore decided to not play its seven veteran players, including Lamar Jackson, who was a little bit banged up. They didn't play him in week 17, and then they had a bye. Mm. So Lamar Jackson didn't play for 3 weeks, and they played an awful game in the divisional round and ended up losing that divisional round to Tennessee. But so anyway, the point is this wouldn't be optional now whether a team would have 3 weeks off. It would be, you know, expected. So – to me, I think I almost think that the NFL is going to have to make a decision. And who knows, Jason, as we record this on Wednesday, late Wednesday, I don't know what their decision is going to be, but it's going to have to come fairly soon. Yeah. And I really wonder, you saw in the NFL's press release on Monday that they mentioned the F word in the press release, forfeit. If you don't abide by all of the rules that you're supposed to. And if they find anything that the Titans did that went against the NFL rules during the pandemic, I don't know. I don't know what Roger Goodell is going to do. I truly don't. But if it's beyond the pale, Tennessee's fault that this happened, he's going to have a hard decision to make. Yeah.
That's terrible. But Peter, I got to say, thinking about you explain that, like they've had 6 months to prepare for these type of scenarios, right? Because when COVID hit in March, like NFL had the biggest window, NBA, baseball, they had to figure out things on the fly. But when you look at the NFL, like I've got to assume they anticipated something like this happening. Is it potential to, we just lop off a game for everybody?
Yes.
And instead of, you know, 16 games, we play 15.
Yes, that's entirely possible. The NFL could do that. If you look at weeks 5 and 6, both of those weeks could be erased if need be, if they had to. But I think the most important thing to realize, Jason, I thought you were going in a little bit of a different direction with that. I thought you were going to say, well, geez, why didn't they just go to a bubble? Where, of course, they would have a much better chance to make it through, just like the NHL and the NBA did. And what I've told people this whole time is that it's a little bit different if your season gets interrupted, like the NBA and the NHL got interrupted, and they're sitting out there for however long it was, 10 weeks maybe, you know, before they end up going back to some sort of training, and then they decide they're going to play in this bubble. The difference is, I think, if the NFL had done this, you're saying to players, either for the next 5 or 6 months, you've got to disappear from the planet. I had a great letter to my column from a guy in the military
last week,
and he said, hey, look, I've been away at Christmas and Thanksgiving, you know, almost every holiday for the last 5 years. That's part of the job. And I wrote him back and I said, hey, first of all, thank you for your service, truly. But I said, this is a little bit different. When the NFL players signed a contract, it wasn't to sign a contract that they had to disappear for, even if they bubbled right now, they'd be gone for 3 months from their family. And I think the NFLPA would say, no, we're not going to allow that to happen.
All right, Peter, let's pivot to the actual games, assuming they happen. I think one of the biggest stories, I did not see this coming, is the emergence of Josh Allen, who has gone from, I'm going to tuck it and run every single time, to, oh, I can just drop back and complete 70% of my passes. You know, Josh Allen emerging as an MVP candidate and, you know, looking like the Bills are a contender. I think Brian Daboll, what he's done with that offense has been massive. Is this a guy who you think can already get head coaching looks come next offseason?
I think he'll get interviewed, no question about it. And I think the interesting part of this sort of coaching offseason, I think as we enter this period where we're going to really start to think about 2022 coaches here soon, I sense that there's going to be a massive uprising if Eric Bieniemy does not get a job. And because I think that if you look at, you know, his resume and what usually almost always happens in the NFL, if you coach as the coordinator under the state-of-the-art coach on whatever side of the ball that is. And right now, Andy Reid is considered the state-of-the-art offensive guy. I mean, Kyle Shanahan, there's a bunch of really good offensive coaches right now. But Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy has been his right-hand guy now since Matt Nagy got hired by the Bears. So I think there's going to be a big uprising if he doesn't get a job, number one. Number two, I think you're right about Daboll. I think he's going to get interviewed, and I think he's going to be high on a bunch of teams' lists. Then you get to Josh McDaniels. And Josh McDaniels, I think, you know, has been tarred and feathered, you know, for two things, for failing in Denver, which was a decade ago. Right. And he's also been tarred and feathered for taking the Colts job and then turning it down. So – there are going to be some people who are going to automatically disqualify him. I think it was disqualifying, for instance, for Green Bay. But, hey, Green Bay has got to be thrilled with Matt LaFleur and having chosen him. But I think there's a lot of really good, smart, young offensive coaches. I think Press Taylor in Philadelphia who's only about 32 years old. He's really a rising star in the business. There's a bunch of really smart, and the way to go right now, honestly, is so many owners look at the really young guys and they say, I mean, we want to tap into that young brain power.
Yeah. Let me ask you though, you mentioned the Bieniemy situation. I get the outrage on social media, you know, they need more black coaches in the league. But Peter, when I look back at the options that he had, I didn't think the New York Giants job was a very good one.
The issue is, Jason, the issue is he didn't have any options. You know, he didn't get any offers. So it's one thing to say, well, geez, you shouldn't take the Giants job. Well, it'd be nice to get offered the Giants job.
That's fair. Yeah.
You know, he has, to the best of my knowledge, he has not been offered an NFL coaching job, head coaching job. And so, and I'm pretty sure I'm right on that. So I would agree. I might argue with you, you know, Mr. Jets fan. I might argue with you that if I got offered the Jets job, man, I'd turn tail and run the other way.
Yeah, no.
But how intriguing would this be? I'm not saying that Dabo Swinney wants to go to the NFL,
yes.
But what would happen if Joe Douglas, the Jets GM, and Christopher Johnson, or Woody Johnson, whoever the owner is in January, what if they go to Dabo Swinney and say, hey, let's make this a package deal. We got the first pick in the draft, and we want to hire you too. Come to the NFL, and you can coach Trevor Lawrence. And that's going to be pretty interesting. But I was talking to somebody in Houston this week right after the Bill O'Brien thing, and it was really interesting. He said, what do you think of Dabo Swinney? And I said, I don't know him. I never met him. I mean, everybody speaks highly of him. The Texans would probably thoroughly investigate him because clearly he was Deshaun Watson's coach. Imagine Dabo Swinney having a choice of coaching the great quarterback you had 3 years ago or 4 years ago and the great quarterback he just had, you know, so who knows what will happen. Yeah. That's going to be an interesting look.
It kind of goes back to the Bieniemy situation. Personally, I don't think Houston's a good job right now. You do have the star quarterback, but the roster is in salary cap hell.
Yeah.
No first round pick. Like, I think, as you said, the Jets job is better. I posited Dabo and Trevor Lawrence before the season, maybe to Jacksonville, because it's more of a regional fit. Dabo Swinney, obviously a very deep South guy, you know, went to college in Alabama. I don't know, and you would know this better, Peter. Does like regional fit matter? Would Dabo Swinney, who's a deeply religious, deep South guy, would he play well?
I mean, that reminds me.
Would he play well in New York?
You know, a long time ago when I was covering the Giants for Newsday, I remember when Gary Zimmerman, who turned out to be an all-pro or a Hall of Fame tackle, he played in the USFL and then he played with the Broncos and the Vikings. He said he would not come and play in New York because he didn't want to play in a big city. And at the time, I'm living in this place, Montclair, New Jersey, which has got more trees per capita than any suburb in the United States. And it's 12 minutes from the Meadowlands. And I said, dude, have you ever been to New Jersey? I mean, you know, but look, I don't know about regional fit. I don't know how big a deal that would be. But the one thing I would say, the only thing I would say is that I just, if you're Dabo Swinney and you're going to have a great team at Clemson, just like you're going to be probably the new Alabama, I would think. Okay. I mean, shouldn't you only take a job if kind of everything is perfect? I mean, the Jets have been living under a black cloud since Joe Willie Namath left town to.
What, did you forget the Mark Sanchez years? Come on, Peter. Mark Sanchez, two AFC title games. How about that run?
Yeah, that was okay. It really was. It was okay. Yeah, but all I'm saying is, I think it's more how good the job is rather than where is the job.
Let me ask you about some big news. The Washington Football Club this week. You know, and I guess people saw it coming, the Dwayne Haskins losing his starting job. And I just, Listen, he falls to third string on the depth chart.
The reason that this happened, in my opinion.
Okay.
So Washington is sitting there 1-3. If the Dallas Cowboys were what we thought they would be, which is 4-0 or 3-1 right now, then I think there's a very good chance the decision in Washington would have been different, because they would see that we are in it for the long haul and we're not going anywhere this year in Washington. But they look at it and they say, why not us with this division? Everybody stinks. We could win this division. We got to win this game on Sunday. So look, there's a very interesting little thing that you should follow, okay? When Kyle Allen was in Carolina, Kyle Allen goes basically to Washington because Scott Turner, Norv Turner's son, and the offensive coordinator in Washington and Ron Rivera both love Kyle Allen, and they think that he can be an NFL starting quarterback, a great one, who knows? But I believe they had more faith in Kyle Allen entering this year than they had, in Dwayne Haskins. So here's their schedule right now, okay? They got the Rams at home. They have to win that game. Maybe deep in the back of their mind, they're thinking, okay, we got the Rams at home. They have had, in the last 3 weeks, two back-and-forth East Coast trips. Maybe we're catching them, you know, exhausted, you know, especially after they showed that they were vulnerable against the Giants. So you're Washington, you say, okay, we got the Rams at home. That is a must-win game. And then we got the Giants. We're better than the Giants. We've got to beat the Giants. And then they have the Dallas Cowboys at home, okay? And then they got their bye, and then they got the Giants again. So I'm just saying, if you're Washington, life has changed when you look at the division and you see the division is there for the taking. And just because you're 1-3, that means nothing right now. Everybody in your division stinks. So you've got to play Sunday against the Rams like it's a seventh game of the World Series.
So that leads me to believe that maybe Washington's going to be the side. I mean, they're over a touchdown underdogs. Peter, they've lost three straight games by two TDs or more.
Yeah.
And Chase Young, I haven't checked on the status yet this week of him, but if he's out, like, you know, they weren't really overpowering against Baltimore, although Baltimore is maybe an elite team. That's a tough one, the Washington game. The game that really jumps out at me, though, this week, Peter, is the Indianapolis Colts and the Cleveland Browns. I know you obviously have a great relationship with Baker Mayfield. Who doesn't? Baker Mayfield, Mr. TV commercial guy. And the Browns, 3-1. They've got a shot here, but the Colts are kind of the sleeping dog. The analytics guys love the Colts, but the casual fans be like, you know, they haven't beaten anybody. Where are you on the Indianapolis team?
They really haven't beaten anybody. Yeah. They need a quality win, and I'm not sure if even with Cleveland on a three-game winning streak, 3-1 for the first time in 19 years, that anybody thinks that they're a premier team. They got to do more first than run up 300 rushing yards at Dallas. But I agree. I think this game is totally fascinating. Both of these teams, I could see either one of these teams being the 5 or 6 seed in their conference. Easy. Because the AFC is just a total mishmash, you know, after, you know, you get away from the top. So I think this is a fascinating game, but I think it's as fascinating from the Colts' point of view from their defensive point of view. Matt Eberflus, the defensive coordinator, is basically making his way into being a head coaching candidate. And you've got basically now he needs to come out and he needs to shut down a good running game, even without Nick Chubb. It's still a very good running game. And he needs to shut down a quarterback who's got two huge targets and a very good tight end. So I'm fascinated by this game. I think it's going to be fun.
All right, not to go back to the Jets, Peter, but real quick, Kyler Murray, I thought he was going to be an MVP candidate before the season. He looked good for 2 weeks, some regression. I'm just curious. This is really his second time through the order, right, with Cliff Kingsbury. And I kind of wonder, have we seen a lot of him and defenses are adjusting and preventing him from running and confusing him? Any thoughts on why they've struggled a bit against Detroit and Carolina, who are not formidable defensive teams?
I think it has so much to do with the fact that they just are not running nearly as well as they did a year ago. Remember,
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Sometimes it's a struggle between buying what you want over buying what you need. But with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card, you can do both. You earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you can earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. Earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like those new golf clubs you've been eyeing, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a divot repair tool for after you've torn up your lawn. Let's try that again. Earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like workout equipment for your home, and then earn 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller to soothe your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash credit card. It's ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
They get Kenyon Drake in a trade last year with the Dolphins, and everybody just thinks it's a Dolphins throwaway. You know, they don't care. He's a backup running back in Miami. Who cares? But he comes in and he plays great. He averages 90 yards a game or whatever in Arizona. He runs great. They give him the starting job. They give him a new contract in the offseason. Look, his 5.2 a carry last year is down to 3.8 a carry this year. So now Kyler Murray, instead of having an awful lot of second and fours, he's got a bunch of second and sevens. Mm. And that makes play calling so much different for even a kind of a gutsy play caller like Cliff Kingsbury. look, there's no doubt you and I are on the same page. I love Kyler Murray. I think long-term he's going to be a really good player. Is he going to be Mahomes? I don't know. Yeah. We'll find out. I'm certainly not sure he's going to be Mahomes, but I think he's got a chance to be a top 10 quarterback. He's not there yet, but he's got this year and some to prove it.
All right, so Peter, last question here. I looked at the Kansas City Chiefs schedule, and amazingly, out of their final 12 games, two are against teams that currently have a winning record. They got to play Tampa and Brady, and then in 2 weeks, Josh Allen and Buffalo. Other than that, you know, there is the Saints on the schedule, which could be tough. But other than that, Peter, this Chiefs schedule really lines up for them to potentially go 16-0. Now, I know they do play down to opponents' level sometimes. Brian Hoyer this week, the Chargers a couple weeks ago. But you know Andy Reid as well as anyone. He finally broke through and got the Super Bowl. If this guy breaks through and gets a 16-0 regular season, I think Andy Reid vaults into, is this guy like a top five coach in NFL history? Do you think he's the type who would go for a 16-0, Peter?
No, I really don't. I'd just be a little cautious about, about the Chiefs right now, because yes, of course they have a chance because they're 4-0. All these 4-0 teams could go 16-0, but I think you have to look at a couple of things. In week two, they go to LA and they just about lay a total egg, almost lose to Justin Herbert in his first start in the NFL, need to go late into overtime with a 58-yard field goal to win the game. So, you know, there's a little bit of a raised eyebrow. Then you come forward and you play a team you know very well, the New England Patriots, with a terrible quarterback situation. The game is just handed to you on a silver platter, really. And now there's 13 minutes left in the game. And you take the ball over after the Patriots score. And you're only ahead 13-10. And I guess the point I would make about this is when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, they struggle to beat the Chargers. And then, you know, they need basically, you know, they need a late touchdown. And also, obviously, they need two touchdowns in the second half to win that game. So I guess I sort of look at this and I say, look, I agree with you. I think this is a very, very good team. And at its peak, it's an absolute steamroller. But a couple of times, they really haven't been at their peak yet this year.
Yeah, they do play down to their level. All right, Peter King, hey, thanks a lot for the time, Peter. Enjoy the rest of the season and, you know, love your stuff everywhere. Anything you want to plug to wrap up the podcast here?
No, not really. I mean, hey, look, I write this column, Football Morning in America, on Monday, and it's really that, and the podcast is really all I do. Most of what I do, some television and video work, but I have totally gotten into this column. It's longer than it ever has been. I think it's better than when I used to write Monday Morning Quarterback at SI. But that's really about the only thing I love to plug these days.
Yeah. All right, Peter, stay safe out there and enjoy the football.
All the best. Thank you, Jason.
This Valentine's Day, you know just what to get that special someone because you know what makes them tick. Their favorite bouquet of roses and a box of roses and a scented a teddy bear. Roses and a teddy bear. Yeah, a teddy bear. So, head on over to ProFlowers.com to get fresh this Valentine's Day and get 15% off gifts for your special someone with promo code CRUSH15. That's CRUSH15 at ProFlowers.com for 15% off through February 14th on flowers, gifts, and more for Valentine's Day. See website for details.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
All right, so the best bet is sitting at 28-16-4. Went 1-1 on Tuesday night in the NBA Finals. Got that first quarter Lakers cover easily. And, of course, Tyler Hero hits that three over Anthony Davis with 1 second left to give the Heat the cover. That was a tough one, but you know what? 1-1, not the end of the world. Now 28-16-4. And I'm going with Bucks-Bears. Pretty interesting game tonight, actually. And the fascinating line movement here. Folks, you guys know that the look-ahead lines are actionable online for the following week. So for next week's games, if you see something tasty for week six, you want to jump on Chiefs-Bills or Ravens-Eagles, you can do that. You can do that right now. The look-ahead line for Tampa-Chicago was 3. Okay, then Sunday happens. Tampa comes back and beats the Chargers. The Bears look completely inept in getting destroyed by the Colts. And the line pops up to 5, 5.5, 6. I mean, if you watch the Bears Sunday, you have zero confidence that they can move the football, that Nick Foles is the answer. I think I put out a joking tweet that Mitchell Trubisky was texting his friends and family from the bench like, how did I lose my job to this guy? Foles looked like he had no idea what the Colts were doing defensively. So the end of this line movement was, So the line movement was super interesting early in the week, and then as the team started practicing, the line craters. And all you guys started hitting me up on Instagram. I got so many DMs about this. Jay, I know you said you liked Tampa on Monday, because I did say that on Monday's podcast. I loved it. I took Tampa at 5. I bet them at 5 on Monday. And now it's down to 3.5, 4. What's the lean? And the reason the line came down significantly is the injuries to Tampa's skill position players. Folks, this is crazy, okay? Tampa's number one wide receiver is Mike Evans. He was gimpy with an ankle. He missed about a quarter against the Chargers, was able to come back, scored. Mike Evans is a beast, okay? He didn't practice this week. And he's questionable for tonight. I think he'll give it a go. Their number two receiver, Chris Godwin, out with a hamstring injury. Their number three receiver, Scotty Miller. He's the new Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, friend of Tom, small white guy who runs crisp routes and, you know, can get yelled at by Brady and, you know, he'll clean his act up. Scotty Miller has lightly practiced this week. He's listed as questionable. The number four receiver is this kid named Justin Watson. I'm 98% certain he's the guy who ran the bad route that resulted in Brady's pick six against the Chargers. He's a kid out of the Ivy League who has 23 career receptions. He's out. So you're down your number two receiver, your number four receiver. And I'm looking at the depth chart and I'm like, okay, who's behind them? Oh, okay. A kid by the name of Tyler Johnson, a rookie out of Minnesota, really nice player at Minnesota. And someone named Jaden Mickens. I had to look this guy up and like find an article because I didn't think this was possible. He hasn't caught an NFL pass since 2017. I don't know if he's run an NFL route since then. He's primarily a punt returner. Listen, we know Tom Brady is going to be looking around in the huddle being like, I left New England for this. Remember, the weapons Brady had in New England were not up to par last year. And now he's going to look in the huddle and he's going to look at Tyler Johnson and Jaden Mickens, who are probably going to be nervous as hell to be playing with the GOAT on Thursday Night Football. Probably, 15, 20 million people watching the game. And we know Tom has a temper when it comes to guys who don't listen. So that's just the receivers. I haven't even got to Tampa's running back situation yet. Okay, so their number one running back is Ronald Jones, very good player. Had over 100 yards against the Chargers. I like him. The backup, Leonard Fournette, he's still out. The third string running back, LeSean McCoy, he also was injured against the Chargers. I think it was an ankle. He's not playing. So they're down running backs number 2 and 3. I like their number 4 guy, Keyshawn Vaughn, a rookie out of Vandy. If you're in a 12 or 14 team fantasy league, you're going to want to kick the tires on Keyshawn Vaughn. Here's the bad news.
Those are the only running backs on the roster. Due to COVID, you can't just sign a guy. So Tampa's going into this game with two running backs. That's it. And then you look at tight end, and they just lost O.J. Howard for the season with an Achilles. I do believe, though, tight end is going to be the position to watch here. Cameron Brate and Gronkowski are the guys. We saw Gronk have a pretty significant catch against the Chargers. Listen, man, the guy was out last year, retired. He was partying all up and down the East Coast in Vegas. Now he's had a month to get up to speed with his body and the NFL speed and the system in Tampa. I think this shapes up as a Gronk game. And if you look at the numbers, the Bears have not been great. They're in the lower half of the league defending tight ends, which is weird because they have very good linebackers. But the Bears could struggle defending Gronk. I'm expecting a lot of two tight end sets because if Brady has a choice, do you think he's going to want Tyler Johnson and Jaden Mickens on the field and risk throwing another pick six? I don't think so. So Tom Brady is going to be the side for me here. I'm trusting Brady. I took the 3.5 today for best bet. You know I'm on 5 from earlier in the week. And the real reason I like this is the defense. The Chicago Bears offense looked anemic against the Indianapolis Colts last week. Now, after getting beat up, they have a short week to face the number 2 defense in the league, according to Football Outsiders. The Colts are 1. The Bucks are 2. Now, I just a quick word on Football Outsiders. They're not paying me to say this. I started using their analytics about 3 years ago, and it's helped me immensely as a gambler. The DVOA numbers take into account all... it's just so all-encompassing with the opponents. It's really interesting stuff, and DVOA is the number you need to know. Guess where Tampa is in the NFL right now? Number 1. According to the numbers, Tampa's the number 1 team in the league. Now, a lot of it has to do with opponent. They have played the Saints, who were a very good team. Chargers, pretty good team. And overall, Tom Brady's been pretty good. Like, you know, they beat Carolina, and we saw Carolina has improved since the first 2 weeks. So I think for sure here, Brady is the side for me. I just look at Foles last week, and I watch that game closely because I really like the Colts. And I saw all this sharp money was on the Bears. Oh, the Colts haven't played anybody. And I didn't put the Colts in the contest, which I'm really pissed off about. And I just watched that. I'm like, I you could tell Frank Reich had this team. Frank Reich, of course, used to coach Nick Foles in Philadelphia. And Foles could do nothing. If you take away Allen Robinson from that Chicago offense, they don't have anything. There's no creativity. And now you take away Trubisky and his ability to roll out of the pocket and scramble. You don't have to worry about that. I think the pressure from Tampa gets to Foles. I know he was good under pressure a couple years ago, but that was in Philly, I'm pretty sure. It certainly wasn't in Jacksonville. And yes, Herbert did get this Tampa defense a couple times deep with guys I'd never heard of. But again, Herbert is a much more active quarterback in the pocket. He can beat you with his legs. Nick Foles ain't doing that. So the pick here, I lean to the under. I'm going Tampa 23, Chicago 16. Best bet for Thursday, October 8th, is Tampa by 3.5. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow, giving you 3 more NFL picks for Week 5. Talk to you then.
Are you ready for the big day? Not your big day, her big day. Valentine's Day. If not, you better rush to FTD.com to order early and save on a winning combination of flowers and gifts for Monday, February 14th. Bold blooms and gifts are the perfect way to celebrate the one who caught your heart. So go to FTD.com and save 15% through February 14th with code CRUSH15 on fresh, florist-delivered flowers when you order early. See website for details. FTD. Give with meaning.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.